We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Scott.
Welcome, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be here every week for you. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and with me, Bill Sardi, health journalist. Bill, I ran across an article that I wanted to share with everyone and ask you what you thought. Come to think of it, a long time ago, 4 or 5 years, one of our health and human service secretaries, I forget who it was thrilled that 40% or so of Americans were on medications. And when I saw that headline, I was horrified. And the secretary was pleased that more and more Americans are finally getting their treatment. You know, that was the goal. So I see this article, and it says that 1 out of 3 people in France are on, like, antidepressants or sleeping pills, some kind of psychoactive medications, they said it. And I'm just thinking, 1 in 3? So what's the success rate here? 100%? I mean, this is to me a horrible failure of modern medicine that we have 1/3 of French people addicted to psychoactive drugs.
You've heard me say, hello audience, Bill Sardi, a little, trying to get in gear here because I'm trying to, say things without me getting angry, I guess is the word.
Okay.
So, you see these things and I keep saying that people in America, for some reason, it's kind of follow the leader or we're just a bunch of sheep here. So somehow, we don't express dissatisfaction with the healthcare system here like we should. And I'm not sure we should do it like they're doing in China, because I'm going to talk to you about that in a second. But we do have ended up treating every disease as if it's a drug deficiency. So that's just the basic way we do it. It's a commercialized, commercial-driven mantra in Western medicine here. And sell more drugs and you must be healthier. And the people take it. I mean, we have this problem called polypharmacy where people are in 5 and 7 and a dozen different types of drugs. And of course, it just poses all kinds of problems because you're taking one drug to conquer the side effects of the next. And so how did all this happen? And how does modern medicine look at itself in the mirror and never question itself? And we're going to talk about that in a minute, because I'm going to talk about the Healthy People 2020 report. It's a report card on the nation's health. And I guess more is better. That's the point.
But Bill, I saw this special on CNN. It was actually a pretty good one. It had a strange name, though, about a fire. But they made the point several times, and this was from the health bureaucracy, that 75% of what we spend our money on, our $2.7 trillion on, quote, healthcare, is preventable diseases. And another way of saying that is that's diet, lifestyle, nutrition. So 75% of our health issues really are diet, lifestyle, nutrition, and maybe 25% are the things where you need crisis interventions, surgeries, and dramatic things. But that's not reflected in what doctors do with their patients.
The basic thing going on in America, and it's traveled around the globe now, is that the food companies are trying to get us to eat more of their product. And to do that, they've got taste enhancers and refined sugars, which builds yeast overgrowth in our digestive tract, which is sugar craving yeast, which makes us want more sugar. And they've got all these taste enhancers and things. They learned this all from the tobacco industry, because we looked into it. And so we're fighting the food industry, which is trying to get us to use and consume more food. And then, of course, we have the quick to come to the rescue modern medicine, which does nothing to stop this train. Oh, we've got more disease to treat. Hey, wonderful. Let's screen this and screen for that. And so you know, we're all oscopied to death, and we've got this oscopy and that ography and whatever we've got, and we've got more health cards now out there, so a lot more people have insurance, but they're not insured from having disease. They're just insured so the doctor gets paid. Don't we see this whole thing has been a commercial takeover? I mean, we don't get it. Now, in China, they've got this health report here, and there's a particular doctor in China, and I can't, it's hard to say her name, Lan Yefeng. So Lan Yefeng she's a woman, she's a teacher and a doctor, full doctor, and she's being ostracized by her colleagues because she pointed out there's patients that have pacemakers in their chest and they don't have any heart disease there. And they're being hospitalized for a sore throat. Well, the financial incentives there are such that if they sell drugs out of the hospital makes more money. And, of course, the doctors there have been really harsh on this doctor and saying, what are you trying to do? I mean, wreck our system? And so they're ostracizing her, and she's just, you know, and what's happening in China is 80% of the Chinese are having a hard time even accessing a doctor, and they're saying the care is too expensive, and there's a lot of bribery going on, and they realize that hospitals are making money selling the drugs, which is 90% of their income. And so they get bonuses the more they do. So the public is really quite upset with this. And they're furious. And they're actually having issues, I mean, violence in the hospitals and objection to this. Now, the Chinese are objecting the Chinese doctors, the Chinese hospitals, and this whole corrupt system. And at least they're overtly, I'm not suggesting we start throwing rocks in the windows of hospitals. But the point is that they are angry. And for whatever reason, we're not upset here. I can just pull the headlines out every day of what is going on in modern medicine here. And we can't stop the train. And the people think it's better and better and more and more. I don't know what to tell you.
Bill, I've told this story and I'll tell it quickly, but I have a theory about this somewhat. I mean, it's a complicated issue, but I remember when I was a little boy once, I was out in the woods by myself and I stepped on a board and put like a 9-inch nail up my heel through my shoe.
Mm.
And I was really scared. I was freaked out. And as I was trying to run home to my mommy, you know, I just kept banging the nail in harder. So I was hysterically sobbing, crying, screaming. My mom comes to the door and I'm coming up the walk to the house. And for the first time in my life, instead of mommy, like, you know, patting me on the head and putting the Band-Aid on, she freaked out. Okay. So the first time in my life, mommy freaked out worse than me. Where did we go, Bill? We went to the doctor. And, you know, the doctor numbed me and took the nail out, the tetanus shot and all that. But there was almost a psychological thing where, you know, your mommy and daddy when you're little are the authority to some extent. But when they can't handle it, it's a doctor. And I think we've transferred that emergency thing to we just go and sit on our hands and they give us all these drugs. And we know they're not good for us, but the doctor tells us to do it. And there's some emotional authority there that most of us have a hard time getting beyond.
Well, we reported in an earlier show that all the mammograms are largely being done for the peace of mind of women. It has nothing to do. You can show women the facts and that they get exposed to radiation, that it doesn't do any good, that it may be harmful over the long term. It doesn't make any difference. We're paying billions of dollars for mammograms for women to have peace of mind. And we're not going to stop that train. We're just not going to stop it. And we've got drugs being used here. I've got a headline story here that we're approving drugs, and they're mostly blood pressure drugs, but there are other drugs. We're approving drugs that raise your blood pressure. They're used for a variety of reasons. And we're not warning the public. These are the kind of drugs like Vioxx and so on that were taken off the market. But we don't tell you there's other drugs just like it that are causing the same thing. And what is it that makes us come back for more? What is it that keeps us from questioning? Well, it's over our head. The doctors know more, and they tell us to take this. And insurance pays. So there's no questions. So here's FDA approves drugs that are predictably are going to increase stroke and heart attack, and they're talking about which drug. This is in the New England Journal of Medicine here. So not, no, you know, side type of literature here. This is the real thing. So the FDA is under its banner of FDA approved, is allowing drugs on the market that are unsafe, and the drug companies aren't reporting all the safety problems with their drugs, and that seems to be okay with the FDA. Why doesn't the FDA yank the approval on a few of these drugs if the drug companies don't become more candid about the side effects and so on?
Hey, Bill. So, maybe you could answer this for me. You know how when we see these articles, or even when they talk about the side effects of the drugs, they say this drug might do this bad to you. They go, ask your doctor. And I've often wondered, like, so say I'm on Vioxx. I know it's off the market. And I hear this show and I go, wow, that guy Sardi said it might increase my blood pressure. And I go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, you know, Dave, the pain's pretty intense. You better stay on it. It's like we believe that somehow the doctor has a magic way of knowing that we won't get the bad effect. And he or she wouldn't give it to us if we wouldn't get the effect. It's beyond me.
Well, modern medicine's patting itself on the back, the Healthy People 2020 report card, trying to say we've improved in a number of areas in our healthcare, some of them having nothing to do with modern medicine itself, or just smoking less cigarettes, which is a bigger part of the mortality dropping, which is true in France and it's true all over the globe where they're backing away from tobacco. But they're giving themselves a high marks if we've got more people undergoing colonoscopies, mammograms, more people getting more visits. Here it says 71 million U.S. residents are in private health plans. 37 million have already accessed wellness visits and preventive services through Medicare. Are we just counting numbers? Is anybody healthier? It's just the numbers we've churned through the system. We really don't have a system that is trying to eliminate disease altogether. It wants more disease to treat. It sets the levels of nutrients in our vitamin pills and our foods to ensure that we will have disease so that they can treat it. Now, none of us see that we're being gamed here. We have no overall improvements in adult or childhood obesity in the last two or three decades. I mean, what a shame. The food industry should be brought to task on this, but you know, refined sugars, high fructose corn syrup, all of these things, taste enhancers, all of these high carbohydrate convenience food diets, we need to back away from. Get on a diet, no bread, no pasta, no rice, and no refined sugars. Get those carbs out of your system. A lot of diseases will go away, and we're going to drift into part two here in a second. I'm going to start giving you answers and things that will help you make you healthier, because we're just kind of right now just throwing darts at modern medicine. But, I mean, we've got the papillomavirus for our young children. So if they're sexually active, they might get this virus, and then women might get cervical cancer. That's cervical cancer 30 to 40 years in their future. The papillomavirus vaccine called Gardasil has not saved one life yet and couldn't have possibly. And we try to tell people if you take vitamin C and folic acid, it eradicates the papillomavirus, and it knocks out all strains of the virus. The vaccine only knocks out a few strains. And all of this, doctors don't know about it, and we've got this giant over-vaccination program. Only one out of 151 women exposed to the papillomavirus are going to get the papillomavirus and the cervical cancer in their lifetime. So imagine what a giant over-vaccination program this is. I mean, but we take it all laying down. At least in China, they're objecting to this, the corruption. one of the interesting things that's going to happen to me in the near future is we've been involved in trying to sell a so-called anti-aging pill, something that would help us, stay away from the ravages of aging. And we've done that for the last 10 years. It hasn't been a very successful venture. But we're going to China because we're being invited there because the Chinese people want this. We've sent product there. They've ordered more of our product called Longevinix than we sell here in a year. And they're just starting this because we sent some samples there. And this is what they want. They want preventive, truly preventive medicine. They don't want any of the Western medicines, pharmaceutical medicines from doctors. They don't want more doctoring. They don't want more hospitalization. They're not impressed with the technology. They just want to get well. That's different from us here.
Yeah,
we are totally impressed with Mayo Clinic degrees and white coats and a lot of high technology.
Yep, you're listening to Have a Heart Health Radio. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, Bill, let's give people some tips. And we do have a toll-free number if you want a question answered. We've had some folks call in. We want to get to some of their questions, and we'll give you the number. Don't go away. Be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. With me today, health journalist Bill Sardi, and I'm Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and each week we're here for you, trying to disentangle you from the propaganda of modern medicine and get you focused on real science, common sense, and good health. Now, if you would like your health questions answered, we would do our best just to give you some common sense advice. Call 844-49-HEART. It's toll free, 844-494-3278. Bill, in one of our earlier shows, you were mentioning, talking about Longevinix, using it with dogs. Somebody called in with a question about a cat. It's a cat that they found, and the cat's young and healthy, but it's always going out and I guess eating grass or something, and always coming in the house and throwing up. And the guy's like really annoyed. And it's hard to say what that is, but a quick maybe solution. They do make probiotics for pets. One company I'm aware of, Jaro Formulas, makes one, but my favorite, there's a product called Dr. O'Hara, and it's not O'Hara like an Irish fellow, but a Japanese fellow, and it's used in animals quite frequently, little soft gels, it's even chewable. I would say to you, try some probiotics and see if that makes a difference. Bill, I would like to throw a question over to you.
Animals eat from the ground, might be a parasite. You can try to get a little garlic in the animal.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you got to crush one of those cloves. It's pretty nasty. Just get a little bit of a clove, but try to get it into the chow. If it doesn't want to eat the chow, you can force it down the animal a little bit. But you got to kill off. Sometimes it's got parasites.
That's true. Okay. Now, I think you know something about this. A lady called in, Glenda was her name, and she wanted to know what we might suggest for varicose veins.
Varicose veins in Europe, there's a common medicine. It's prescription but is non-prescription here. It is a citrus peel extract. The raw material is called diosmin, D-I-O-S-M-I-N, diosmin. And you can find it at health food stores and online, and various stores sell it like they do at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California, where Dave Stouter, my co-host, it works every day talking to people about problems like this. And a lot of us just don't know. And for whatever reason, that citrus peel extract has an affinity to go find the veins, and that's the problem. Varicose veins and hemorrhoids, which is varicose veins in just a different location, and spider veins are often because our veins are weak. Now, it would help to add a little vitamin C as well. The venous system, the blood is going back to the heart passively. There's no pump. The heart pumps blood out through the arteries, oxygenated blood. It comes back through the venous system as deoxygenated blood. And, of course, it works by a passive system. If we tend to stand, if we're teachers or clerks or working at an airport where we're a ticket counter or something, we're standing all day, we tend not to use the muscles. As we walk, the muscles push against those veins and squeeze the blood. There's one-way check valve, so it only has one way to go back to the heart. When we tend to stand, the blood pools, the veins widen, and the little check valves have trouble holding the blood, and then it spreads, and we get these varicose veins, and we get inflammation and so on. So diosmin, a citrus peel extract, goes under different names and different brands, and you might ask for it, and widely used for over three decades, no reported side effects, always positive studies and remarkable results. In within an hour or two, some women with kind of heavy leg syndrome where the thighs and the legs and the ankles are swollen up, you'll see that shrink within an hour or two on the diosmin. So that's an answer to that problem.
It's a good answer. A couple of herbalist friends of mine have often said, when I would ask them questions too, that sometimes there's a link between varicose veins and not having good bowel regularity. So if you tend to, if you're constipated, tend to strain, you want to work on, you know, oils, magnesium, fiber, some things to increase your regularity, because that'll
bran. Also... Bran. I use bran, and I'll tell you, I use it two or three times a week. Rice bran is my choice, but bran works wonderfully for regularity.
Right. And ground flax seeds, another good fiber.
It has bran in it.
It has bran in it. Somebody asked us, called us up, Bill, and said she one of her issues is fibromyalgia. She said she is taking Longevinex and Garlozyme, and thank you, and it's making a difference, but pain is the issue. She said she's having to take these prescription painkillers. She doesn't like them. She doesn't like the effects. And so some tips on pain. One thing I would say, and I'm going to throw the ball to you, is I was told that inflammation in the body cannot respond properly if you have low omega-3 status. So I'm a fan of fish oil. If you get a good, clean brand, that's important. That's why you should really go to a health food store for the most part. But flax oil, fish oil, those kind of things dramatically up your omega-3, and that will at least set the stage in your body for better pain management. What are some ideas, Bill, that might help with pain?
We do see fibromyalgia more so with women than with men. And fibromyalgia, let's define it just simply as take your finger and push on somebody's skin or just somewhere from the outside in, and they hurt. It doesn't matter where it is. And so fibromyalgia, you're achy, and we don't have any blood tests for this. We just listen to the symptoms. And, you know, it's interesting. If you make someone vitamin D deficient, D like in dog, and or B1 deficient, that's thiamine, B1, vitamin B1, they will have the same symptoms of fibromyalgia. So we tell everyone, get some vitamin D. Get up on your vitamin D. By the way, there's a study here showing women who don't sunbathe are twice as likely to die early than women who do. So vitamin D, very important. And I know a lot of women that are rather modest and don't get out in the sun and so on, but you really need to. It makes a big difference for women and men, very important. And we've often wondered about why men, there's about 40,000 men that get prostate cancer. A lot of men get prostate cancer, but only 40,000 a year are dying of it, and they have this aggressive form. And sure enough, they found out that vitamin D is the key thing to keeping prostate cancer quiet, so it's not aggressive. And, of course, that's a big health tip, I think, for men. It says every man ought to, if you're not out in the sun all the time, vitamin D pill is going to play a big role. But for women with fibromyalgia, and our question for our caller is to get vitamin B1, preferably as benfotiamine. That's a big name. It's fat-soluble vitamin B1. And I've written an article about this online. And, you know, it's our coffee and our tea and alcohol, all three of those, and sugars block the absorption of B1. So it's no wonder we got a lot of fibromyalgia in these days, because we're drinking coffee, tea, and sweetened beverages, and sometimes alcohol. So it's important to get the fat-soluble form of B1 that gets around those obstacles, gets absorbed better. It's called Benfo, let me spell it, B-E-N-F-O, and then thiamine, T-I-A-M-I-N-E. Benfotiamine, you can ask for it at health food stores. They have it at Apple health food stores. Vitamin D and B1, those two vitamins should be at the top list for anybody complaining of fibromyalgia symptoms.
And real quick before we take a break, there is a specific form of magnesium. Now, magnesium, we know, sort of helps the body relax. It can help tense muscles relax. But if you get magnesium malate, M-A-L-A-T-E, some of the things that go on with fibromyalgia have to do with a poor malic acid metabolism in the mitochondria of the cell where we make energy. And it, a lot of people think it's responsible for the pain. So when people take magnesium malate, that it's an inexpensive way to get some relief for a lot of people. So we could throw that in there. Bill, we're going to get back on track here and take a short break. And I want to talk about something, because when I saw this article, I thought of you. Somebody came up and said, you know, too many antioxidants might be bad for you. Be careful. And, of course, I rolled my eyes and read the study. But they were actually not really talking about antioxidant pills. They were talking about hormetics. And I don't think most people know what that is, but you've written about it a lot, and that's what we're going to discuss when we get back. Don't go away.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Host to my left, actually coming to you from Southern California, Bill Sardi, health journalist, and from Northern California, yours truly, Dave Statter, the health warrior. Bill, I came across a study. I saw the headline, you know, too many antioxidants pills may be bad for you. So I clicked on it, and there was a picture of a bunch of pills. And the study had nothing to do with antioxidant pills or antioxidants per se. But the study had to do with somebody who was working with the little nematodes and realized that free radicals, which are they're considered the bad things that destroy cells and interfere with, you know, DNA and metabolism, and we take these antioxidants to neutralize them. But notice that in some cases when they increased the bad guys, the free radicals, a little bit, the body elicited a positive response called Hormetics. Now, then this researcher took the big jump to say, well, in that case, antioxidants are bad. But I know from when you first wrote your first book about the red wine pill, you had a whole chapter on Hormetics. I don't think most people know what that is.
It's a little bit of something bad might do you good. And here's a headline. And what does it say? Oxidants combat aging. It didn't say antioxidants. It said oxidants, rusting agents, make you live longer, it says. Wow. Well, okay, we'll get to that in just a second. I have here from Journal Internal Medicine, July 2013, and they're talking about, do antioxidants prevent, let's say, colon cancer? They went through all the studies, all the, 285,000 people in a number of studies. And the antioxidant supplements, they weren't harmful. They just didn't prevent colon cancer, colon and rectal cancer, colorectal cancer. So it didn't do it. It wasn't harmful, just didn't work. And so when we look at these things, we say, well, why are we taking antioxidants? Well, first thing is they're essential. Vitamin C is essential. You need it. Vitamin E is essential for life. The question is how much and why, and why aren't they working? Well, because the body has a defense system inside that's much more powerful than us using fire extinguishers all the time. And instead of us using fire extinguishers, there's an internal, like a built-in fire sprinkler system. So why would you want to keep shooting these fire, you know, these little fire extinguishers when you've got this internal defensive system? And what we mean by it is your body stressed a little bit biologically. It could be because of food deprivation. It could be because of exposure to a little bit of radiation. It could be not a lot. These are mild stressors. So if we're exposed to a little bit of biological stress, the internal system goes on and gets activated, and lots of defenses are made. So it is antioxidants, because what gets turned on are internal, what we call endogenous enzymatic antioxidants called catalase, superoxide dismutase, heme oxygenase, and glutathione. Now, those will get turned on. If they're turned on already, you're going to turn them on after a stroke, after a heart attack. But if they're turned on before those events, you're going to limit the damage. You're not going to have a mortal heart attack. You're not going to have parts of the brain destroyed as much as you would if you can turn on that internal defensive system. So we found out that certain molecules in nature are actually a little bit of something bad. They mimic something bad. They're not bad per se, but they mimic limited calories or food deprivation. We call it calorie restriction. They mimic like being exposed to radiation and so on. So lack of oxygen, high altitude will do this as well. The issue is you can do this with a little pill. Those molecules are found like sulforaphane. It's from broccoli sprouts, resveratrol from grapes and red wine. These are catechin from green tea, curcumin from the spice called turmeric. These are biological stressors. Now, they only work in a certain modest dose range. And a lot of folks, they hear, oh, curcumin, let's take 500 milligrams of that. And then resveratrol, let's take 1,000 milligrams of that. It only works maybe down around 100 milligrams, maybe as much as 250 milligrams. But in that lower dosage range, more than you'd get out of the diet. But most of the companies selling these kinds of pills have no idea about the dosage and what we call hormesis. Make it a mild biological stressor, and you'll turn on your internal defensive system. Now, the only dietary supplement that has actually been tested and shown to do this both in humans and animals is called Longevinix. They're the sponsor of our program. They combine some red wine molecules called quercetin and resveratrol along with a rice bran molecule and a little bit of vitamin D, and they put that in a product called Longevinix, and it's been shown to promote healthy vision, certainly give us good circulation, and other wonderful properties both in animals and humans and so on. So it's the best tested what we call anti-aging pill or resveratrol pill. And if it makes any difference to you, they're our sponsor, and science should make a difference. Now, what happens is there's all of these other brands, 432 brands of resveratrol pills, all living on borrowed science, whatever was shown in Longevinix. Well, ours does that, and we have resveratrol in our pill, too. It isn't true because we use a special type of resveratrol, which is micronized, very small particle size, so it gets absorbed better. We use it microencapsulated, that it's enfolded in plant starches and sugars so that it won't get exposed to light, because light destroys the resveratrol molecule. So we do all these things. We make a laboratory-grade resveratrol. We combine it with other molecules that make it synergistically powered. It's kind of a weaponized resveratrol. And it works. It's proven to work. So, you know, I think the most expensive dietary supplement you can buy is something that doesn't work. Longevinix, proven to work in the dosage range that is provided. And we have people, can I take curcumin with it? Well, no, because you're going to negate the benefit. If you get mild biological stressors, you're going to turn on this internal defensive system. It's like turning on the fire sprinklers, and the fire's all out, you know, within a couple of minutes of the fire sprinklers turning on. Well, that's what you need. You can't keep using the fire extinguishers. So on our little example here, yes, it's true. We've been spending a lot of time taking antioxidants. More is not necessarily better. It's good to get them in our multivitamins, a certain amount of vitamin C and D and so on. But the thing that's going to protect us most from disease, and this is what they did in the experiment, they took this little roundworm and they exposed him to a little bit of biological stress from a chemical called paraquat. It's an herbicide. It kills plants. And they gave a little bit of this, and the animal lived longer. Now, that was dosage-related. You give too much, the animal dies. But just a trifle amount, and it turned on that internal antioxidant system. So you can do it every day reliably with molecules found in nature. The best tested one is called Longevinix. If you want to find out about it, 866-405-4000. Leave your name and phone number. They'll send you information. We're always interested in educating people. Longevinix, Longevinix.com, 866-405-4000. They're our sponsor. I'm the formulator of that product, and we've had a wonderful 10 years of helping people find good health by using this very principle of using something that's a little bit bad for your good.
Well, Bill, and if somebody thinks, if someone's listening to you going, I don't know about that. If we go back to the, I guess sort of the poster scientist for Sinclair at Harvard, who sort of first brought the idea of resveratrol and calorie restriction to the forefront. I mean, his basic thing was he discovered a family of genes that when activated by the stress of calorie restriction, like you're saying, a little bit of a bad thing, they switched on and did all these amazing things to the body, upped all the defenses like you're talking about. So this is not some, you know, made up thing. This is what we would expect from our medical system. This is science. This is looking in to how biology really works.
Well, David, the point is, ask any doctor. You're going to run to the doctor and ask about this. They're clueless until they found a way to make money on this, and it's something that's a billing code for insurance. You can't ask them. They don't know anything about this. But it's the most powerful health factor built into our system. You know, if we have a creator, then he's built this system into little roundworms and animals of all types. That's why they can test the roundworms. And they find that this is a universal system turning on these internal antioxidants with something just a little bit troublesome. We call them biological stressors, is the best way to stay healthy.
You know, I like your analogy, Bill, and it applies to, I mean, I see this all the time. People are standing in a health food store, and they've read about all these remarkable things from nature. You mentioned some of them, you know, green tea and turmeric and all these antioxidants and all these unique superfoods with their phytonutrients. And it does get really overwhelming. I guess we're standing there going, which fire extinguisher is best? Which fire extinguisher should I have? How many fire extinguishers should I need? And
even the internal sprinkler system that you'd have to put a fire out, if you put too many of those, there's so many every feet. You know, I think it's every 10 feet is the law or something. You know, you don't want to flood the house. You just want to put the fire out. So the dosage is critically important. Now, the knowledge base of any of these supplement companies that are selling pills, they don't have an adequate knowledge base to advise you properly, and the pill you're buying may or may not have the dose that's been proven to activate this internal defensive antioxidant system.
You're right, and that's why you want Longevinex. Bill, we're going to take a short break, but you know what? I would like to pursue this idea of this internal antioxidant system, because I know there's something that we should talk about, because we need to get it into people's vocabulary, and it's called NRF2. Again, NRF2. What's that? We'll tell you when we get back. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. We're having a great time here. Some really exciting news, especially for those of you who do want to use dietary supplements to improve your health. This idea of making sure that you can activate your own internal sprinkler system, if we think about the fire of chronic inflammation of free radicals. And talking about a molecule, actually a family of molecules that you do find in red wine, and it's in the product Longevinex. And be skeptical. I encourage you to go to longevinex.com and look at the science on the actual product. Not just on resveratrol. There's thousands of studies probably on resveratrol, but on this actual product. Now, Bill, you're bringing out this idea to us of antioxidants that we make inside our body. Not that I go out and eat some food to get them or take some vitamin pills, but I have to activate them. And this is, of course, a strategy of a lot of people looking into anti-aging. Even some of the drug companies are looking for ways to activate this. And we come to something called NRF2, and it sounds a little technical, but that story leads to garlic. So tell us this story.
Of course, our co-sponsor is Garlazyme, and I helped formulate that product. It also activates the internal antioxidant system via something very pungent. Well, certainly garlic, whew! The stinking rose, they call it. It's pungent. It bites us. It only needs a little bit of a molecule called allicin to do it, 2 milligrams in a clove of garlic. If people are confused, a bulb of garlic has 12 to 16 cloves. You break off a clove. You smash, macerate that. You mix an enzyme in there, and you'll make a little product called allicin, just 2 milligrams. It's so powerful and so pungent, but that's the key active molecule. In garlic, you'll get it from fresh garlic, just crush the fresh cloves. If you cannot handle that, because that's really pungent to swallow, tough on your throat, tough on the stomach, you can get our sponsor's product, which is the first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule called Garlazyme, and it assuredly makes that allicin and buffers it away from the stomach acid to destroy the enzyme called alliinase that activates it. It's called Garlizyme, G-A-R-L-I-Z-Y-M-E, and 866-674-3955 is the number. We'll give it out a few times. But the point is that something that's a little bit bad, do we all know? We don't have to be told. Garlic's a little, wow. We love the aroma in the kitchen. We don't like the odor after we've consumed it, but the Garlizyme capsule designed to kind of calm a lot of that down and certainly make it easier to consume by buffering it with alkaline minerals, and then the stomach acid will be negated, and therefore it will assuredly make the allicin molecule, the key molecule. What we did at this week is we put out a bulletin, 15 ways allicin from fresh crushed garlic or Garlizyme beats Big Pharma's best drugs, and we showed that garlic mimics ACE inhibitors and calcium blockers, which are used for blood pressure. It kills off yeast infection better than most drugs. That's fluconazole, nystatin, those are the drugs used to beat off Candida albicans yeast infection. Garlic works better than when bacteria becomes resistant to antibiotics. So they haven't got anything for this antibiotic-resistant problem but garlic, and they're not using it. You need the allicin in there. Not every garlic pill works this way. Garlic works better than AZT. That's the drug that they use to treat HIV and AIDS, and it works far better. You need to read the report. It's at knowledgeofhealth.com. Garlic saves babies during pregnancy. Well, moms get an infection called strep B. Streptococcus B can cause a stillbirth. And what do you do? Give antibiotics while the mother's pregnant? No, you give garlic and it kills it right off. And it's saved hundreds of babies' lives already. It's not in common use. It might conquer drug-resistant tuberculosis before drugs do, because the tuberculosis, do you know that a third of the world has tuberculosis? 2-3 billion people? It's a lung infection, and you've got to treat it with 3 antibiotics over a long period of time. And garlic knocks out even the worst form, the drug-resistant form. So garlic abolishes anthrax. We remember anthrax from a decade ago. They tried 5 different antibiotics. It wouldn't kill it. Garlic kills anthrax. And it preserves the good bacteria in your digestive tract. Now, when you get antibiotics at the doctor's office, go get some probiotics, some good bacteria, because antibiotics will wipe out the good bacteria in your digestive tract. Not garlic. It prefers and leaves alone the acidophilus and the bifidus when antibiotics don't. Isn't that wonderful?
Look, Bill, right there, everybody, stop a second. I want you to think about this. This is the wisdom of nature versus Big Pharma. Drugs are often proven to do something. They suppress X or they raise X, but they're clumsy. They crash through our biological house to complete their one job, and they create havoc in the system, just like antibiotics kill your good guys as well as the bad guys. But here's something from nature, allicin from garlic, and it knows the difference. It kills the bad guys, not the good guys. And that's the wisdom of nature. That's why a product like a product like Garlizyme can beat Big Pharma every time, because it's part of nature. And if you've gotten to the point where you think Big Pharma is smarter and more powerful than Mother Nature, you need to listen to this program more often.
Garlic, if you had lead poisoning, you can use garlic. It worked better than D-penicillamine, the drug that they use in case you have lead poisoning. Now, I'm just bringing all the drugs that it beats. It beats antibiotics. It beats the main drug for lead poisoning, beats the drugs for yeast and candida overgrowth. It beats AZT. It's a drug. The ACE inhibitors, the calcium blockers. It beats statin drugs, and not necessarily for the cholesterol, because it's calcification, we've talked about it on earlier shows, that's really stiffening your arteries. Now, if you're using a statin cholesterol-lowering drug, you'll slow the rate of the progression of calcification will run at about 22% per year. But if you're using garlic, it'll only be 7.5% a year. So it beats the big $30 billion of statin drugs to make your arteries more flexible. And it beats it's superior to three classes of heart drugs, and it beats aspirin by a wide margin as far as thinning the blood, preventing heart attacks. In fact, aspirin's been dethroned as an agent that prevents heart attacks. So garlic, get it as fresh, crushed cloves. That's maybe easy to you, very difficult to consume. If you want the easier way to do it, is the first alkaline buffered garlic capsule called Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. You buy three bags, three one-month supply bags. You get a fourth one free. The cost is $8.60 a month. Wow, what's not to like about that? And shipping is absolutely free. It's affordable. And why did we bring up garlic? Not only because it replaces a lot of modern medicine's drugs, because it also activates that internal antioxidant system through a gene pathway that David Stouter mentioned called NRF2. Now, there's an NRF2 drug, natural medicine, out on the market, costs $40 to $50 a month. And here is $8.60 a month for Garlazyme. And look at all the wonderful things it does. And so there, something that's affordable, turns on that internal fire sprinkler system of antioxidants that your body is ready to make. It just needs to be triggered. And that's what garlic does for you, and it's extremely affordable.
It really is, I guess it's an overused term, a no-brainer. But I want to point something out to everybody listening. You're hearing Bill Sardi give you all this science, and you're saying, and everybody still goes back, well, how come my doctor hasn't told me this, or how come I don't see this in the New England Journal of Medicine? A couple things. You know, we all would assume that modern medicine would take their drugs and test them against diet, lifestyle, nutrition. That's rare. In fact, I just saw a study recently where exercise, just simple exercise, beat blood pressure drugs, statin drugs, and diabetes drugs. And typically drugs are tested against a placebo, which is nothing. And, you know, Bill Sardi is a health journalist. And he's reading the studies. He's not making this up out of his head. You're hearing what the studies show.
I hope we have integrity with the audience. We told them how to do it for nothing. Go down to the store, get some garlic cloves, crush them, and do it that way too. So if you can't handle it that way, think about Garlazyme, 866-674-3955.
There's a great website, Garlazyme, that's GARLIZYME.com. There's a great Chalk Talk that Bill did, a cute little video, but it's instructive. I had a good time on the website. We encourage you to do this. Bill, we're just about out of time here, but I have a question for you. You know, there's a lot of dietary supplements, and I'll use the word because that's just my impression, being hyped about stem cells. And there's a lot of interest in stem cells, both in the medical community and looking for, if you will, natural ways to produce them, enhance them, preserve them. Next week, could we devote a lot of the show to giving some people some ideas about stem cells? I'd like to do that if we could here on Have a Heart Health Radio. What do you say?
Let's give it a try.
Okay, folks, again, if you want your question answered on the show, it is toll-free 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you there.